Hey, Chop, what's going on? I thought I'd come on for a few minutes and share my thoughts on Simone Biles, which is very simple. What's there not to understand? If you need to check out for your mental or your physical needs, you need to do so. This is something that everybody needs to do as a society. This is not just for athletes. It's not just for celebrities. You know, some people are wearing themselves short, wearing themselves thin for the job, you know, and then coming home and have nothing left to spare for the family. You know what I'm saying? As far as emotional needs or anything like that. I've been working since I'm 15 years old. I could tell you, I've had jobs that I dead ass walked out on the second day. I said, this is not for me, and I walked out. And I always said to myself, my mother always said this to me too. She's like, first of all, especially when I was younger, 15, she's like, first of all, if you're not happy, you're not happy, leave. It's not like you do have a roof over here. You don't have to pay your rent or anything like that. Just leave. Now, certain people, they do have rent and they do have things to do. But what are you going to do? Let yourself deteriorate and rot at a job? A location, a setting of friends or whatever situation is because you need to get by. At that point, you're basically selling your soul. You have a price, you know. I see plenty of people lose themselves over for the fucking job. I ain't doing that. My mental health and my physical is very important to me, especially when my son was born, when I had to deal with deciding how to go back to work. When I thought about it, I waited out and I said, what's more important and what's worth it? I said, it's not worth it. The amount of money, the stress there, then to come home and be super drained. When I say super drained mentally and physically, and then have to come and care for my son. He don't deserve that, especially his father who worked there too. Two tired ass caregivers. What do we do? I say, no. And these people, when I was pregnant, gave me too much of a hard time. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? And I picked what I picked. You know, sometimes you do have to just step out on faith and do what you need to do. Simone Biles' situation, a little different from everybody else financially. But no matter what the situation is, sometimes you got to sit down and talk to your family. And maybe they don't understand. But you got to sit down, talk to somebody and friends. Even if you probably got to go on benefits for a while. You know what I'm saying? Talk to somebody. If you're truly certified, I don't mean to disrespect or violate anybody, but 730, what they call certified. But 730 is a penal code law. That's why they call people 730. It's not to insult nobody. There's a code in the system called 730 is related to mental illness. If you are certified and you have a doctor, you need to go be cashing in on disability sometimes if you need to just stay at home. You know what I'm saying? And just do what you need to do. You just got to do what you got to do. This is the same attitude I have for people that live in Chicago that just keep living there or in the hoods and they just keep living there. And they're like, I'm so tired. Well, at some point, you need to get the hell up out of there. You got to step out on faith and you got to do something for your mental health, for your physical health. What are you going to worry every day that every time your child go outside to play, every time your child go outside, go to the store? What are you going to do? Worry yourself to death for 18, 20 something years until you get that fucking call? At what point are you going to say, you know what? This is the year and I'm just going to take this tax return money for all four of these fucking kids and I'm not going to pay this fucking rent or whatever. Fuck them. Whatever you have to do. And I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm putting a down payment over here. Or you know what? I have nothing. I'm going to pack us all up. I'm going to near shelter in this nice location here and say, we have nowhere to go. At least swallow my pride. Go here for a little while. Because at least they have to. There are programs. They have to eventually put you somewhere, put you back in a place. Don't be afraid to start over. But what I'm tired of is people acting like, I have to go. It's my job. School. No, nigga. If you need to sit your motherfucking ass down and take a break, take a break. Naomi Osaka did the same thing. Sit your ass down. I'm not afraid to sit down. People be looking at, they be like, oh, 24 hours, nowhere, no sleep, no team, no sleep. That's wonderful. But some of you need to sit at, nigga, please. Who the fuck don't need a little bit of motherfucking sleep? Stop trying to sell everybody that's the best life to have, because that's not for everybody. Some people need sleep, bitch. The fuck you talking about? Just like some people need their fucking coffee in their morning. I'm not that person, but some people do. You know, you can't tell people what they need or what they don't need. But to end off on her, I just want to read a few quotes from her and just simply say, like, you know, don't just say for herself, but to think about yourself and other people as well. Sit down. Take a damn break. It's okay to unplug. You ain't got to be over here impressing people all the damn time. They expecting me to be there. But how are you feeling today? Okay. Sometimes you need to clock out. Check out. On that note, I'm going to go. Simone Biles reveals tragedies. But it says here. Oh, it's reloading. She said, it wasn't easy pulling out of all those competitions. People just thought it was easy, but I physically and mentally was not in the right head space, and I didn't want to jeopardize my health and my safety because at the end of the day, it's not worth it. My mental and physical health is above all medals I could ever win or a paycheck. And she's talking about medals, things that go down in history. Take care of you. You got to take care of you. Even in, when they be talking about when the plane is going down for parents and children, what they tell you, when you put the mask on yourself first and then help your child. Because how the hell, if you falling the fuck apart, I don't give a fuck how best you, if you falling apart, your kid falling apart. If the head of the household is deteriorating, even if everybody else is striving and succeeding at their deterioration, when that motherfucking head fall, whoever the hell that person is fall, everybody gonna motherfucking fall. So you need to take a break. Nigga, you better tell them I'm gonna go see my moms. Nigga, you better watch these motherfucking kids. Motherfucker, you better tell them something. So she just said, to be clear, to do mean, which I didn't think I was going to be, just meant the world to be back out there. And I wasn't expecting to walk away with the medal. I was just going out there to do this for me. So even for her own personal thing, not even for her whole, like, I want to win, I want to win, I want to win, she's saying I need a break to just do something personal that I thought was going to make me happy. That was another one. I was like, oh my God, this week needs to be over. She said, I just need some time. You call me, text me. If you need anything, I'll be here, whatever it is. There's nothing I can do from over here. So I'm just going to finish my week and I'm going to go home and we'll deal with it. And that's it. 24 years old. You know. I heard about them, oh, why wasn't you there? No, motherfucker, fuck you. Because later on in 20 years, this is what the fuck everybody need to do. Ty Bridges. If Britney could have sat her ass down. If some people need to sit down. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not their fault. But then y'all be whooping them. And then 20 years from now, we're going to be seeing Simone Biles. Oh my God, look at Simone Biles. She done fell off. She on crack or some shit. Right? No. Simone Biles said, not today. Mm-mm. No, not today. Not today, Satan. For how much money? No, bitch. I'm going to sit my motherfucking ass down. Managers, people. But you signed. You said you was going to be here. What are we going to do? What about your family? I can't do shit for nobody, so I can take care of my goddamn self. Okay? So she's a hero. But at the same time, take that across the board in all kind of works of life. Even if it's your relationships, if they're draining you, take a fucking break, bruh. Your group of friends, you're starting to outgrow them. You're tired. They're draining you. Take a fucking break, bruh. You know how many people you loved COVID to just use it as an excuse to be like, that's why I can't come out right now. COVID. See you after the vid. See you after the Rona. You know? And that's it. That's all I gotta say. Love you all. See you all next time here on Chapas Culture.